Yo, Keith Ferrante here. How's everybody doing? Just wanted to chat today about something that's really been provoking to me in this last season and really dug deep in the scripture about and just processing with the Lord. I want to talk about work and its connection to worship. What does work actually mean? Work, the original first time or two where it was mentioned in the Bible, Genesis 4:2, talks about Adam and Eve, and Eve, she gave birth to Abel. Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. The word work there is where we get the word to serve, to do, to till the ground, servant, work, worshipers, service, dress, labor, and ear. That's interesting. So work has a variety of definitions right in this first place. Mentioned in scripture. First mention is, you know, first couple times things are mentioned. That's always an important time to pay attention to things. And when you are, you look here, what happens here, Cain and Abel, they work, which is worship. They're working the ground. One of them's working the ground, and one of them's taking care of flocks. Those are both different forms of work slash worship. And, they bring it to the Lord. We know the passage here. So they're worshiping. One of them's worshiping, and one of them isn't, actually. Because they bring their... their work to the Lord. And then it says in Genesis 4, the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So one of the fruit of their worship and their work was accepted, and one of them wasn't. Cain was angry, his face was downcast. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you downcast? Why are you angry? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? If you do not do what is right, sin is crushed at your door. Desires to have you, but you must rule it." So I want you to see something here, that work is a way, it started out, God created work as a way to reveal the heart. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? You will be accepted. Because why do we work? Acceptance. So often we get around people, I'm around people in the business world, that they're working for people's acceptance. Their worship of work, their work worship, is for people. Because, what do you do for a living? You know, men always ask, what do you do for a living? It's like, I do this. But I do this. I work and I make this much money. And then the other person, but I make this much money. We're looking for approval. We're looking to bring our work, which is our worship, and we bow it down. We bow down at the feet of people to get their approval. So that's the wrong form of work. Why are you working? Because two people can be working, doing the exact same job, making the exact same money, and one's got a boatload of reward in heaven, and the other one has nothing. That's the start of scripture, but look all the way at the end here. All the way in Revelation, there's places. There's the throne of judgment, and then in Revelation 22, verses 12, "Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me. I will give to each person according to what they have done, according to their work, according to..." He wants to reward us for our work, because what is work? It's an expression of worship. Then you see in Revelation 20, there is they were judged. Each person was judged, verses 13, according to what they had done. So then some that, were tossed into the lake of fire, and others you know, internal life. So what are you, what's your heart behind what you're doing? And what, so then what constitutes work? I think, I find it interesting that that word work, where it says Cain worked the soil, is the same word for worship. Psalms 102, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. I want you to see the connection here also. I'm kind of making 2 points here. Worship the Lord with gladness. Work for the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. What's there's several things there. This work is more of a overtly celebratory scenario. But you could connect it to work. Work for the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. If you're going to work, if you're going to do some work, let it have gladness. But then there's actual times where you're not like in the ground, you know, working the ground or doing some business or doing tech stuff or typing and sending emails and this and that and selling. But you're just sitting there and you're just like, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. Come before him with joyful song. Woo, you're worthy. That's work as well. It mixes. You can be working with joy, and that's worship to the Lord. I remember Brother Lawrence. Personally, we were close friends. No, he was an old hero in the faith, a mystic and a monk. And he would, you know, his other priests and, you know, whatever form he was in were like, hey, you need to go do your prayer time. And he'd be washing dishes, just encountering the Lord. And he was like, I'm encountering the Lord right here. Why do I need to go to the prayer time? Because I found this connection with the Lord in my dishwashing. And people would come to watch him wash the dishes because there was this glory emanating off of him. So, like, sometimes I like to go pray, spend time with the Lord, worship, connect to him. That's work. Other times, I'm consulting a business person. I'm teaching some concepts. And that's work also. And that's worship also. Both of those work and worship. Remember, the Lord's the one that tests the heart. 1 Corinthians 3, their work will be shown for what it is. 1 Corinthians 3:13, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. Woo! I'm not working for free, are you? There's a reward. Remember David, he was going to take out Goliath. He's like, what will be given for the one who takes out Goliath? Oh, tax, no taxes? I'll get the king's daughter. I'll get, you know, like, yes, of course, I'll do this. My whole family will be like tax-free. And so, like, David was, he understood reward. We're getting the reward at the end. Sometimes we get more spiritual than the Lord. Oh, it's brother, I'm not doing it for anything. I'm just serving the Lord. And it sounds very spiritual, but it's it's not. It's not biblical. God created a reward system. When Cain and Abel, the first sons to bring their work, worship, the fruit of their labors to the Lord, and one of them got the approval. That was the reward, the father's approval, and the other one didn't. But the Lord promised him you could also get approved. You know, in the New Testament, so see that in the Old Testament that their work could be worship, it could be singing, it could be praising, it could be celebrating. Worship is could be also that, singing, praising, celebrating, but could also be tilling the ground, creating stuff, crafting, you know, different things, building things. Like worship was an integrated part of how God designed things to do. But like I said, it always resulted in you bringing something to the Lord for praise, to offer, to celebrate. Like sometimes people, they don't connect. They don't take their work and then offer it to the Lord. So they're just working. I remember the other day I was doing a consulting. I spent some time with somebody, walking them through some deliverance, getting them free of some stuff, a business person, and praying them through some demonic stuff. Probably spent 3.5 hours, you know, and that was a lot of work. I was tired. It's good work. I was thankful. But I came out of that time, and I remember just, you feel tired. You know, there's a little spiritual dynamic that dialed up in the house, trying to like, hey, get out of here. Anything that we stirred up and we evicted, you can't stay in my house either. And you could feel the atmosphere still kind of a little dilated. But then I'm just like, oh, Lord, I praise you. Thank you for partnering with me in this work, in this opportunity to help somebody get free. I love you so much. And the presence of the Lord showed up, just like now. The presence of the Lord showed up. And it was just so good for me because it's like, I don't want to work. Whether I'm working in consulting, whether I'm working by shoveling something or selling something, or whether I'm working with preaching and you know, any there's so many different forms of work. Whatever you do, give thanks, scripture says. Like, I don't want to let it result in an offering of thanks or a financial offering. Like this worship from my life, which worship is also to serve. So this service to the Lord that I'm doing in life, I don't want to then not take it to the next step and say, this is for you. That's how we protect our heart and continue to get that place of acceptance in the Lord. And because what is the Lord looking for? What does the Lord reward in what we're doing? He rewards the heart. That scripture says it. We just talked about that. Their work will be revealed. The fire will test the quality of each person's work. It's not like, oh, wow, you did a really good job. That book that you wrote is like well edited. Wow, you did a good job. The fire tested that, and that was a well edited book. No, you can do a well edited book and Lord be like, I'm not pleased with you. Why? Content? Is this content that pleases the Lord? Your heart. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this to get man's worship? Man to be like, whoa, you're awesome. That what's happening is you're taking the work of your book to get their approval. So you've gotten your reward. I want you to look at, in the New Testament, the word work, business, occupation, and its different uses. A little bit different. Acts chapter 9 in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. She was always doing good and helping the poor. This was work. This was the word work. John 17:4, I brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. John 9:4, this is all the same word. Jesus is saying it. I brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. John 7:21, Jesus said to them, I did one miracle and you are all amazed. John 9:4, as long as it's day, we must do the work of him who sent me. John 6:23, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he sent. Do you notice from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the word work keeps expanding and increasing. It starts off with tilling the ground and taking care of sheep and you know, taking care of the garden and naming the animals and working the soil. And then that's worship. And then that's also, you're bringing that and offering that to the Lord. Well, here in the New Testament, Jesus is saying, what's the work of God? To believe in the one he sent. Just let me give you a little side note. Years ago, one of my mentors shared this to me. And he said, there's a difference between work and job. Your work and your job. Your work is what you do for your purpose, and your job is where you make your money. And he said, if we can, you know, like, of course, we want to try to get both of those together. And my goal is always to have both of those working together. I want my job and my work. I love that when they're the same. Like, where do I make my money and my purpose to be lined up? And I think we could have our work and our job congruent. But a lot of people, I see a lot of business guys. Just with some last night. There was one guy in there working, in banking, loans, you know, investing, that kind of thing. He's like, my joy in this next season is in philanthropy. So what's philanthropy? Giving to people money, giving to charities, helping the poor, giving to people. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord for people that have that passion. But let me just throw out a little question on this. Sometimes people that make money think their only way to do the work of God with their job of making money is to give their money away. Because they do not know how to connect. They do not know how purpose, you know, what their purpose is beyond making money. So, and they even feel a little bit guilty about the money that they have. And they've grown up in a church dynamic and a church culture, and you hear a pastor saying, brother, your job is to give the Lord the money so the Lord's work can be expanded. Thank you, business person, for doing the work of the Lord. For giving to the work of the Lord, which is the church and the building and the pastor preaching. And let me say something. That is valid work. We cannot deny that is valid work. But the problem is that we have only said that is work in a church culture. So business people that are good at making money, they don't feel that what they're doing is actually pleasing to God. This is another. Here's the word work in the New Testament, which it also means business. And 1 Corinthians 15:58, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:1, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? So Paul is working as an apostle, helping people be established in the faith of Christ. That is work. Now, sometimes Paul's job was not the same thing as the work. Sometimes he went over and his job was tent making so that he could do the work of apostling. Other times in Philippians 4, he's like, hey, I want you guys to send me some money. I'm not really trying to force it. Not many people have sent me money. Not many shared in the blessing of giving and receiving except you only. My God will supply your needs. But it's like Paul, you know, at times he was willing to receive a wage from people that he was serving with his apostleship. But other times he separated work and job. Tent making over here. I'm making these tents. And then I am doing this work. The work is to do the will of God. But I think we can connect those as well, and we don't have to separate. There was times Paul separated them to make a point. Hey, I'm working a job over here to demonstrate to you guys that if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. And then over here, he's like, hey, you guys should sow to me because this is a part. And then he goes, hey, don't I have the right to receive an income? But I didn't use that right. So there's times where, like Paul says, I have the right to receive money from you guys because I'm preaching, I'm helping you, I'm building you up. That is valid work, guys. I think I want to make this point. Sometimes we get in the church culture and it's like the only valid work is preaching and everything else is considered a lesser offering to the Lord. Because remember, work is worship. But I want you to know, say for instance, you're a man that is, or a woman that is making your money on at banking, at investing, and giving loans out, and you have money, and you're increasing it, and like what goes into this skill of creating wealth? Deuteronomy 8:18, I've given you the power to create wealth to confirm the covenant. There's a power coming through you to create wealth to confirm the covenant. What's the covenant? It's worship. It's that I'm serving the Lord. It's this connection with God. So if I'm good at making money, increasing money, remember that Luke 19, the one who got the 5 talents and made it 10, he got 10 cities. He actually understood how to take the money and multiply, and God commended him. Now I'm giving you cities. Do you think that is you think that's work? Like my work, Jesus said, is to do the will of whom he sent me. Do you think you are doing the will of God by taking money and increasing it? And then what does God do? Let me give you some cities. Let me give you some influence. Let me give you some industries. Let me give you some people to help increase, expand, solve problems. I noticed in the Old Testament, Bezalel, I probably botched his name, but the Spirit of the Lord was put upon Bezalel to create, help build the tent of Moses and all these things. And he had the spirit, it says, of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding upon him to design and create and take metal and gold and cloth and build this beautiful thing. Like literally it took the Spirit of the Lord on him. So how do you feel when you are working, creating money, doing consulting, sales, selling insurance, doing real estate? Do you feel spiritual? That's the issue. If we don't feel spiritual, we don't think it's worship. We just think it's a job. And then we feel bad about it. Well, the best I can do is then take this money from my job and give it over here to someone who's doing something more spiritual. Preaching, praying, healing the sick. And let me tell you guys, I do that a lot. Preach, pray, heal the sick. Deliverance, inner healing. And scripturally, that is all work as well. That is worth its wage. I get paid as a high-level consultant to high achiever CEOs and political leaders and people to help them get right. There's work. I am exhausted. It's fulfilling, but virtue flows out of me in those things, and that's worth what I get paid. But so it is just as spiritual to be over here investing, increasing dollars, because it's not about. Now, there's investors that are wicked, and there's investors that get a big reward. And it's worship that they're doing it with. And you might have the gift, because I believe that people that are gifted in an area have the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in that particular area. God has given them those skills. Whether it's, if maybe you're like an amazing real estate agent. Well, I understand the general kind of thing about real estate generally, like very vaguely. But there's people that have knowledge about it. They know that sphere. They know it. They know all the ins and outs, the ups and downs. They know the how the loans work, and they know how the banking system works, and they know all the things. And then they know it, the facts. They have understanding about it. They understand how it works. Someone that's good at it. There's a difference. And then they have wisdom. They know how to apply the principles of the knowledge of real estate in such a way that they increase, because they understand it. They understand what people need. They understand the market. They all three of those things are working for a successful realtor, flowing through them. Now there's some study that you go into. There's some natural study. This is the part of the Spirit of the Lord. Like, guys, I studied to get good at hearing God's voice. I studied around prophets and apostles. I trained. I read books. I got around them. I received from them. I gleaned from them. I worked in this particular field and became really strong in what I'm doing But so can a realtor get really strong, a banker, you know, whoever that is, get really strong in what they're doing, and that be just as much the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in their particular field as mine. And for too long, we've had what we call sacred secular. This is sacred, this is secular. This is for God's glory, preaching, worshiping, in lifting up of hands and singing. And like, this is the necessary evil to fund this. No, they're the same. You can be over here worshiping and your life is a mess. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing some people that are worshiping the Lord with song, leading worship, preaching, leading churches, prophets prophesying, and they're getting, right now God's saying, I can't deal with the crap anymore in your life. I gotta help you get free of it. Here it is, everybody. They have not been willing to come open, so it's out. So what happens? Their work of worship and prophecy and preaching is gonna have no reward with the unclean heart. And so God's trying to help them before it's too late. I gotta help you get out in the open so you can have some reward, so you can have something that's pleasing to me. The same over here. You can be a banker. You can be corrupt. You can take advantage of people. You can make a lot of money and you got no reward, and God's judging that. And then you got someone that's preaching, doing deliverance, prophecy, inner healing, all of this. They got such a pure heart. They're pure. They're accountable. They're vulnerable. They're operating in the grace of God, and they got a huge reward. Then you got someone over here that's making millions and millions and millions of dollars. They work hard. They serve people well. They expand their kingdom. They grow their industry. They grow their business. Employees are being taken care of and blessed. Their family's being blessed. They're bringing God's presence into their world. They're getting more and more influence. They get a reward too. See, you can be wicked in both fields and you can be righteous in both fields. There is no sacred and secular. God's looking at the heart, because for some reason along the way, it kind of came two different things. This is spiritual. This is the necessary evil to support that. But so when I hear a business person saying, it's my joy to be a philanthropist. It's my joy to give all my money away to the church. I'm saying, you don't understand, first of all, that you are the church. But the church is also the gathering. You could be gathering with other believers at work, at business, and in your business, loving God, using the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of the Spirit of God that's coursing through your body as a business person, and to advance business and grow the industry and help people and solve problems and deal with systemic poverty and fix problems in cities and nations and industries. And it's like God is so pleased with you. And your work and your job are the same, because you found the purpose of God in that. But if you don't find the purpose of God in that, it makes me so sad when I see pastors continuing to recycle this belief system that, hey, your job as a businessman is to help me build the local gathering and the church and the buildings and take care of the staff. And praise the Lord, sow some into that. Yes, I'm not against that. But when a pastor doesn't really help a business person understand what they're doing in their wealth creation, that is worship. And how to be a man that has a pure heart and healthy relationships and all those things. But they don't help them understand, you're doing the will of God right there. Sometimes I've seen the business guy, they're trying to volunteer at the church, and they're running this incredible company, but they're volunteering at the church, you know, moving chairs around and this or that, and they feel fulfilled in that. I feel fulfilled, like I get to serve the church. I'm like, the reason why you feel so fulfilled over that, because no one validated all the work you're doing over here, that this is worship, that this is God, and you haven't been able to connect kingdom purpose into that. And so you really feel like, I love giving because then that makes me feel good over here to this thing. And I love, you know, doing the chairs and the table. And I'm like, that's the low. That's so low. We need you to go higher up your business mountain, your industry mountain, so that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. It's going to take business guys, kings that understand that their work is worship. And they know how to then offer their work continuing through the day, and they lift their hands and say, oh God, I'm giving thanks in all things, for this is the will of God. The will of God to give thanks. Woo! That was a good session. I hope you've enjoyed this little provoking today, this little study, and go deeper in your own journey with the Lord and really, really come to find out, really dig in and ask the Lord, what is it that you do in your work? Is it a work or is it just a job? Have you been able to find the will of God in what you're doing? Have you heard God tell you to do what you're doing? That means you're in the will of God. You're doing the work of God. Like Jesus, my work is to do the will of him who sent me. Or has he talked to you about what you're doing? Did he tell you to do the job you're doing? Did he send you into the industry? Did you have a passion to help the people that you're helping? That means that that's a part of the work of God, the worship, the way you serve God. Now let praise come up. Let thanks come up. Let songs come up. Offer sacrifices of praise and yes, give. Some, you know, give some of the fruits of your labors. Like Paul, they gave some of the fruits of their labors. And maybe we'll talk about that next time, where you as a business person can give the fruits of your labors. And where is it, what is considered legitimate giving beyond just what the church will say is legitimate giving. We'll talk about that another time. But man, be blessed, business person. Bring the kingdom of God. High achiever, bring the kingdom of God. Destroy the works of the devil. Love people well. Expand his kingdom. Worship the Lord in it. Let your heart be pure in it. And have an absolute amazing day. And I look forward to seeing you again. You guys, if you want to connect with me as a business person, you're welcome to connect with me. I work with individual CEOs, high achievers, people that have something that's already working, you know, for them financially, and they just want to take it to the next level. If you're interested in that, you can go to www.increasewithkeith.com and check out if you want to go on a journey with me. Love to do that. Bless you guys. Have an amazing day.